Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
They say the neon lights are bright on Broadway.
That's the Drifters bringing this back 23 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, is thethirdingredient.com with the number 3. Morag Barrett is our guest. Sky, S-K-Y-E team, skyteam.com is her website. Cultivate is one of her books. The Future Proof Workplace is another one. We're talking about change. And Morag, you got four examples of how we can use some ways of thinking to deal with change. We call them the four P's.
Yeah, the four P's, and we can use these at home or at work to ensure that we've got alignment around our change efforts. So the first one is purpose. It starts with why. Why do we need to change? To your example, because gas prices have gone up or new technology is coming in. We need to create a sense of urgency for our teams. So purpose is the first one. The second one is a picture, painting a picture for the future vision. Where are we going? So is it going to be the electric trucks? Is it going to be a new system or technology? The third step then is the plan. How are we going to get there? And back to my earlier comment, baby steps. You don't need to have every single step nailed down before you start. And then the fourth P is pitch. This is helping your team members to understand, what do I specifically need to do in order to help this team implement the change? So purpose, picture, plan, and pitch. If you're doing those four things consistently in your communication, then you're going to reduce the disconnect and the chance that your change efforts are going to fail or be disappointing.
And purpose is one of those things that entrepreneurs often keep to themselves, isn't it?
It is, because they think it's a secret sauce. But the purpose, the why, is what engages the hearts and minds. I'll give you an example, because change isn't logical, change is emotional. And you think about January 1st, we all make logical decisions about, I'm going to work out more, I'm going to drink less, I'm going to eat less, I'm going to implement that new system at work. And here we are, February 4th. I wonder just how many of our listeners have fallen by the wayside with their New Year resolution. It's because they didn't engage the heart, the why.
Well, that's exactly right. And the thing is for a lot of small businesses, we get the idea that when somebody says, what's your purpose? They say, well, duh, is it evident? I mean, look around you. Don't you see my purpose? but people need a little more granularity than that, don't they?
They do, yes. And it's short, and it may evolve over time. And it may be different depending on the nature of whatever it is that you're talking about.
So could we say that my purpose, which is what I started this business for, needs to become a picture that I paint for other people? Would that be a way to transition from purpose to
that
picture?
So my purpose
Indeed. Is inside of me. It's what I feel. It's my spirit. It's the thing that made me do what I do when I wasn't supposed to do it, when everybody said I couldn't do it. But then I need to paint a picture so other people can see it. What do you think?
I love that. I mean, I think about you and the show and the why does it exist? It exists to fill a gap for small business owners to help us to bring together their ideas of how can we all be successful together. It's amazing. The resources that you provide, that's the how and that builds on it. It's not just the conversations that you have with other thought leaders. It's your books. It's the online resources that are available. That's how you start to engage your audience and make them family.
But we all have to tell that story over and over again to our employees, to our stakeholders, but at some point in time you gotta quit talking about it and start doing it. That's where the plan comes in, right?
You're living it. Agreed. Yeah. And everybody has their slight spin on it, but the core heart of the message remains consistent.
Talk about the pitch. That's the fourth one. What does that mean?
Oh, well, that makes it a two-way conversation. So the pitch has two parts. It's the who's involved and what do you need to do. So for a lot of leaders, I hear them shouting out orders or saying, charge, let's take this hill. but then they're leaving their teams behind because they haven't done the pitch right. The who's coming with me? Who do I need with me right now? Who's at base camp? Who's supporting us as we summit our Everest, whatever? And also, what are the specific things that you need from each individual? So that's the pitch. That's where you start the two-way conversation that brings it alive from just being a rally cry to something that we can all live, breathe, and do every single day.
So, and of course, that's where you renew that every time you when you're managing the change of your business, when you're leading change, the pitch is part of the regular meetings you're having, right? Where you get updated on who can contribute what for the next steps.
Yeah, and you can do it in four sentences if you think about it: the why we're here, what we're, where are we going, how are we going to get there this week, what are the next steps, and then the pitch: who and what do we need to be focused
right.
on? And it could be 5 minutes.
And what are you going to do? And what are you going to do about it? What are you going to bring to the table? And if everybody knows that when they come to the meeting, somebody's going to say to them, okay, what are you going to do for us this week?
Yes. Or what do you see that's going to get in the way of success? That's all part of it, too, and overcoming those
right.
barriers.
Or how much help do you need from us? How much help do you need from us to make that happen? It's all part of the conversation. Give us the website again one more time, Oregon.
It's www.skyeteam.com.
All right. Hey, Morag, thanks for being here. Good job, as always. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim.
All right, Barrett, ladies and gentlemen. Cultivate, that's one book, The Power of Winning Relationships, and also The Future-Proof Workplace. That's the second book of hers. I got to go for just a few minutes. I'll take a quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.